If you've been avoiding the topic of budgeting, it's time to change your mindset. In our latest episode, we delved into the importance of budgeting in the dental industry, sharing how it can bring freedom and peace to your practice. From understanding your current spending to setting healthy targets, we explored the transformative power of effective budgeting. Join the dialogue and discover practical steps to get started on your budgeting journey.
Welcome to Dental Dialogue, the podcast where private practice dentists emerge and excel. Join me, business coach Kimberly Lucas, and my co-host, Dr. Dawn Durbin. We uncover the secrets to running a thriving dental practice with low stress days and excellence across three pillars: practice, patients, and peace. Your journey to dental practice success starts here on Dental Dialogue.
So, Kimberly, why do you think it is so important to have a budget and know where your money's going?
Well, I think the whole term budgeting just causes a little bit of anxiety maybe for some people.
It does, but I think that we need to change our thinking because what it really spells is freedom.
It does. But why is that? Because you're more prepared. A budget is really just a plan for how you're going to spend your money.
Right. I think so many people see it as something restrictive.
Exactly.
That's how I used to see it. But now I have totally changed my thinking.
Exactly. It's really about knowing what the demands are on your business, the financial demands, and how you can reduce that demand.
So that you can save money. You know, if you're able to lower your overhead and lower your outgo, if I can say that word, then you can save for a rainy day fund. You can save for future equipment purchases.
Emergency equipment purchases.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. My compressor
yes,
actually
do.
Caught on fire one day while I was working. And because I had saved money for a rainy day, you know, I had another compressor literally the next day in my office and we were back up and running.
Right.
And I was able to pay for it.
I think another problem with budgeting is people just don't know where to start.
I completely agree. It sounds intimidating.
Yes. And it can be if you've never done it before. But once you've done it, it's really easy.
I know before I went to the Schuster Center, I had no idea. Okay, so even if I identify where, you know, how much is going out, what is it supposed to be? What is it supposed to look like?
Right. So you didn't have those benchmarks or that standard, if you will.
Correct.
For what a healthy spending amount is.
True. And I would like to add, in my defense, there was no internet back then. I literally didn't know where to find that information.
Oh, okay. I see. Until you went to the Schuster Center.
Exactly.
And then you understood.
Right.
What a healthy budget or targets
right.
would be for each category, or even the categories. Like, how do you know how to break down the overhead expenses that you have to put them in a logical order?
Exactly. Because do you know how much training we had in that in dental school?
None, I'm sure.
I think we had 1 2-hour class on it, maybe.
Think they're changing that, but you still don't get the depth that you really need when you're operating your own practice. So for you, how far, like you realized what your current spending was, right? That
right.
was the first step.
Yes.
And then you knew what the targets were.
Correct.
How far of a gap was there when you started?
Oh my gosh. First of all, I would like to say, if you're not tracking your numbers, if it's not black and white, then you literally have no idea, because I would sit down and go, well, I feel like, I was always off. So when I actually started to track it, my overhead was 90%. I mean, it was huge. Right.
Barely enough to pay yourself.
But sometimes I didn't pay myself in the beginning. I mean, I went months without paying myself in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The money wasn't there.
Right.
Look, I'm turning red. Oh, that's embarrassing to admit.
It is what it is. I mean, you're not the only one. There are so many out there that are struggling with this. But it doesn't have to be a struggle either.
Right.
I think once you're able to break it down, see what it is, mm-hmm. that's the first step, I think, is just acknowledging what is it. And then having an idea where you want to go.
Absolutely. And then have the ability to not only put back money, but to be able to, let's say, give your team some profit sharing.
Wouldn't that be nice? They'd love that.
Don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yes. So I think that in working with other dentists, that's one thing that I'm really passionate about, is because that little piece of it brought a lot of peace to me and to the practice, because it wasn't so schizophrenic. It wasn't so herky-jerky. It was on purpose. It was, you know, planned ahead of time, and we could make tweaks as we went along to get it better and better and better. And now my overhead is, you're my business coach, what, 54%?
54% right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have a really healthy practice, and I am so passionate about helping other dentists, you know, figure that piece out, because I want them to prosper and to have a good life and to be able to do things that they want to do outside of dentistry, and also advanced technical training, advanced business training.
When you have the resources available, there's a whole lot more that's, you have the opportunity to get into, to invest in.
Absolutely. And it's a lot more fun. You don't want to go in debt to learn about how to run your practice, how to go in debt to learn how to save money. And
Yeah. Sometimes it takes money to make money.
Right.
So there is the investment part of it, but I see what you're saying, and I agree.
So, as an offering for this episode, I think that we should offer a free budget tracking sheet.
A budgeting form. Okay. We can do that.
Yes.
We can make it available on our website. So for this episode, I would love to get some feedback from our audience. What do you feel about budgeting? How does it make you feel? Are you budgeting? And would you like to know more about how to budget, how to get started in the process? We'd love to hear from you. Just visit our website. And
until next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Dental Dialogue. I'm Dr. Dawn Durbin with Kimberly Lucas, and it's been our pleasure to share insights and strategies for your dental practice's growth and success. If today's discussion sparked ideas or inspired action, we invite you to connect with us. Subscribe, leave a review, and visit our website for more resources. Join us next time for more dialogue that empower you to emerge and excel. Until then, remember, transforming your practice is within reach.